Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. It is time for us to embark on a spiritual journey and actually really dig our hands deep and dig our feet and our heels in deep and figure out what it is that we need to do in this world. And that's what this whole spirituality, you know, thing is about, your best experience in this world. So I want to welcome you all today to our fifth episode. You're on episode 5 already. It doesn't even seem like it. I want to thank you all for joining me. If you've been joining me every day, awesome. If you're just joining the group, yay. Either way, thank you for your growth. And I want you to know that we are proud of you every day for every step that you take. All right, let's get down to it. Today we are going to be talking about a little bit of what I like to call the spiritual awakening. It is what they coined the term for when you are going through a journey that is geared towards spirituality. So just to give you an example, a spiritual journey is like a life journey or a life path. If you were with me last week, you know I was talking about yesterday, I was talking about when you're going through experiences and you're going through trials and tribulations and how that normally has a toll on you and your soul and your mind. When you think about those journeys, you can align those to a spiritual journey as well. Now, we'll talk a little bit about spiritual awakening and the prophecy and the history behind it a little bit as well, so that just you just have a good breakdown of what's going on here. So when we're talking about spiritual awakening is you going through a molecular body change. Spiritual awakening is you going through a mental, physical, and emotional journey, which awakens your consciousness. Because that's exactly what it's about. It's about an awakening of something within you. Something within you that's been asleep or lying dormant is awakened. Now, where does this whole idea of awakening come from? There are scientists in different cultures that believe that we are put on this earth in an unconscious state. Now, the reason that is because we experience multiple dimensions and multiple realities throughout our lifetime. So, in one span of the existence of you, you will have multiple lives, multiple experiences, multiple situations, and multiple different endings. Okay. With that being said, on your spiritual awakening journey, you go through one every time you go through this experience. What's different is your spiritual awakening journey is the awakening of the thing in you that puts you back in touch with that oneness that lets you understand what you used to before. So, basically, the idea of you being asleep or woke, as they say in this world, is walking consciously, understanding that this world is very complex and there are a lot of things that go into it, good, bad, and ugly. And you have got to really sit down and learn about all the different aspects of the world so that you can truly make your true understanding and explanation of what you believe within this world. So if you're going through that spiritual awakening process, that means you're going through a level of change, a level of growth within you. Now let's talk about that level of change or level of growth. Most of you, I'm sure, have seen The Matrix. If you haven't seen The Matrix, it's a very interesting movie featuring Keanu Reeves that you definitely need to go see. It's a very old movie, so you can find it online or pretty sure it's on Netflix, or Hulu. But when it comes to The Matrix is a whole reality or a whole another world. What it is this group of people
are living in the future. And in this future that they live in, computers have taken over the world. Okay. Now, the reason why we use Matrix as such a good example for spirituality and consciousness is because that is one of the best examples that we've got as to how this thing will work if that's truly how everything went down. Now, in the future, and computers, technology has taken over, built this hive mind that is attacking the human, they have to find, protection and serenity within certain areas of the world. But it's all a metal world now, a metal existence. So what they do to just have a little bit of the green and go back and experience a little bit of things how they used to be is they will jump into an alternate reality world that was created. Now, you can think of this ultimate reality world as like a video game that they go into that allows them to live a full simulation of the real world. Now, the only thing about this full simulation of the real world is that they have no idea of recollection that they're in this world. So unless you are awake and conscious, you're what they call sleep. So you have no idea what's going on. You're just living your existence. You're not privy to it. In this movie, The Matrix, they give you two options. They give you a blue pill and a red pill. One pill awakens the mind and gives you the ability to jump in and out of this reality world because you will no longer be in it. And the second pill, keeps you asleep or naive or inside the loop. Okay? So you get to make that choice. Once you make that choice, though, there's no going back. Once you've unlocked that, once you've opened that door, there's no going back and, closing that door. You've awakened the mind. The conscious soul now knows that it exists. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed, as we stated. It can only be transferred. So you've got to transfer that energy into another thought process. So this movie, The Matrix, really gives a good insight into what it means to really understand a spiritual awakening. Because that's exactly what we go through. In this movie, Neo goes through a spiritual awakening where he is given the reality of life and he is given the decision or the choice to choose whether he wants to stay a part of it or whether he wants to be out of it. Staying a part of it will stop him from reaching his main goal, which is to save everybody. Which is what the main man, Morpheus, he's kind of like the boss or the supervisor, is what he knew. He just knew like he knew that Neo would be the one to save them from what they've got going on from this computer world. So he put all his faith and his coins in that. He knew like he knew like he knew without a shadow of a doubt. And for the movie's purposes, he was correct. But when it comes to your spiritual awakening, understand and know that you're going to be going through a lot. This spiritual awakening is going to be an emotional roller coaster. First off, life is an emotional roller coaster. You go through up and downs, goods and bads, and that's exactly what this spiritual journey is. But the difference about this conscious awakening is once you fully go through a spiritual awakening and you are on a different conscious level, you begin vibrating and acting on a different spiritual level, on a higher spiritual realm. On a higher spiritual level, you have access to different things, like accessing different dimensions, different activities, different parts of the brain, different ways of living. You can literally do just about anything when you're at a higher level of vibration, which will be why you will notice these yogis and all of these people who say that they are gurus or anything of that nature are so spiritually involved. how they state or show you that they're on this real, real like level, and how things happen differently for them, because that's what the spiritual awakening is about. Once you awaken this conscious mind, the tools that we've been talking about of manifestation, visualization, and the law of attraction, the ability to perform those things with ease is ignited within you. Okay, you know exactly what to do and when to do it. Something called intuition. Little messages that are given to you and downloaded to you. Once you're spiritually awakened, you can align yourself to where you can hear those messages, where you can understand that spirit, that intuition. Like you can know, what's inside of you, that the answer to this is this. Want to know why you know? Because your gut tells you. Now, the reason why they say your gut tells you is because in different parts of the world, in China is one, they understand that we have two brains, one in our head and one in our stomach. Our stomach is the one that we feel with. That is the one where our intuition comes from, your tummy. Intuition does not come from the brain, from the mind. It comes from the brain in the stomach, not the brain in the head. Intuition is that gut feeling that makes you feel like something is good or bad or right or wrong, or I just knew it is what you'll say, or man, I just knew he was a thief. I just knew he was gonna cheat on me. I just knew she wasn't faithful. I just knew she was lying. Things like that. We are given the tools, as I've told you, to live this life in the best way that we can, to live the best possible existence on this earth that we can live. One of those things that we've been given is intuition, the ability to download messages and to hear the messages being given to us. The angels, if you believe in angels and ancestors, which in the spirit world we do, angels and our ancestors are up above, and they're the ones that are watching us and guiding us. They're the ones that are being the messenger for God. They're the ones that are doing his work or his bidding. So when you're calling out for prayer and calling out for help or calling out for an answer or just looking for your next step, yes, God is going to come to you. But most of the time, he's going to come to you in one of his helpers. And you've got to be at the spiritual level to be able to understand that. You've got to be at the spiritual level to be able to hear those blessings and hear those messages and feel those things being downloaded into you. And that's what the whole thing of intuition is about. Once you get this spiritual awakening aligned, your intuition is going to grow. And you're going to know and understand from the depths of your soul what's right and what's wrong. You'll be able to take that and put that into play, put that knowledge into work, and be able to really make something out of it. So within the spiritual awakening, we are on a conscious journey to where we want to be able to understand life a bit differently. We want to be able to look at things with a positive light and see the good in everything. We want to live in this world not accepting the norm and what's been given to us by society. And we want to go and make our own destiny and our own ideas and our own dreams. Because all these stories are stories that are passed down from person to person, situation to situation. And all you have to do is take the stories, decipher them, and figure out which ones work best for you. Build your platform and your foundation for your life. That's what the spiritual awakening is about. Accepting your soul mission within this world, taking that place of your seat within this world, that throne that you're supposed to do. Because I'm a strong believer that not everybody has a mission. I'm a strong believer that there are what we like to call filler people within this world. Whereas if something was to happen to you, if you were to make a certain decision, you wouldn't necessarily affect the whole timeline of this world. But there are people. People that are way more important, people that have a bit more things going on. We call them star seeds or light workers. Those are the people that have a very key place within our world, they have a mission or a job that they're supposed to do to help with this awakening or this journey, which is why you hear so many people talking about spiritual awakening and spiritual growth and getting you to that point. Because if we all raise our spiritual levels and get to that point, we will all grow. We will all rise in dimensions. We will move to our level of utopia, that idea or that world where everybody sees this beautiful ending, where we live in a beautiful world where, you know, there is no more evil, where it is just beautiful things that happen and positive things that we experience. We've got to raise our spiritual levels for that, for us to access these higher realms and these different dimensions. Because right now, we're living in the fourth dimension, and we need to raise as a people and evolve into the next dimension. But in order for us to evolve to the next dimension, we've got to all be on the same wavelength so that we can all move at once. And that's what this whole spiritual awakening is about. So that's why you'll notice a lot of spiritual people have been awakening around this time, taking their seat and taking their place within this journey, getting in the fight, okay, grabbing their swords and getting to the front lines, because it's time to fight, it's time to grow, it's time to build, and it's time to help get you to where you need to be to fight back. Because there's going to be a part where you need to fight back, and you've got to know the tools that you need to do that. So this spiritual journey is about you going through this process of awakening the soul within you. That part within you, the big you, that's lying dormant. The soul is asleep once we are incarnated into a body, into this earth. So once it's time for you to start over and experience this earth again, you're reincarnated into a body, into a vessel. Now, you are unconscious when you are downloaded into this body, because you don't need to remember the things that happened to you in this past life. You would understand things differently if you went into life like that. So you're blocked. But you need to be awakened so that you can experience this world for the best and get the best experiences out of it that you can. So that's where we are. We are working on our spiritual journey and our spiritual life path so that we can awake our consciousness and our oneness within ourselves, so that we can grow that connection to our inner selves and our inner oneness, so that we can awaken the awesome within us, the amazing within us, that person that's in you screaming to come out, that lives the best possible life that she can live, that, you know, lives the nice, awesome, lavish, you know, existence, where she is always positive and happy and helping people and healthy and living a life of abundance. So that's what the goal is with your spiritual growth journey and your spiritual awakening path. I hope this episode gave you a good idea of what you're looking for on your spiritual journey. We're going to dive deeper and deeper into this spiritual awakening and spiritual path every day so that we can keep ourselves tuned and apt with the next level of growth, okay? So we're going to take a moment for some meditation today. And today we're going to break through some spiritual journey things here. We're going to break through some spiritual awakening blocks. When it comes to your spiritual awakening, it has a lot to do with your chakras being blocked. That's a lot of why you are at the spiritual level that you're in. So I want you to stop wherever you are and take a moment. Sit and be still. Sit in your stillness. Stand in your stillness. Just be in your stillness. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. Hold that breath and exhale. And again with me, take another deep breath. That breath and exhale. Now this time I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to think, as you're taking this deep breath, think about your body all the way from your bottom of your soles of your feet to the crown of the top of your head. Ask yourself, do I have any blocks within my body that are holding me back? Ask the universe, help me find any blocks that are holding me back within my chakras that are keeping me from my spiritual awakening. Help me align myself for my spiritual journey so that I can awaken and go on this growth journey and this growth path. Allow me to be conscious and stay woke within this world, within this earth experience, and within this vessel. Allow my soul to take control. Allow my oneness to be grown. Allow my soul to be strengthened. Take a deep breath in. Inhale. Hold. And at the exhale, I want you to exhale any negative thoughts or feelings that you feel. Any areas of your body where you feel heavy, I want you to exhale. As we inhale, exhale all the holds that are holding you back from your higher level of consciousness. And today, I want you to accept that growth. I want you to accept your spiritual path, your spiritual awakening, your spiritual journey. Know that this will come with some up and downs, some hot flashes, some changes within your thoughts and your minds and what you truly believe in, some changes in your eating habits and your sleeping habits, but know that it's all for the best. Know that you are changing yourself molecularly to grow and be the person that you truly are inside so that you can have true abundance and affluence in all areas and aspects of your life. I will have success. I will be great. And I am. Thank you so much for joining me today. With a deep inhale in. Exhale. Namaste, everyone. Ashe. Have an amazing day. Make great choices. Be positive and replace every good thought with a positive thought. Replace every bad thought with an even better thought. Have a great day, everyone. And thank you for joining me here at Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Bye-bye. Stay tuned for the next episode. And subscribe, like, or follow.